The Tusti Water Start Bright program has grown in monumental proportions over the past few years. When the Start Bright program began in 2016, there were 75 children benefiting from the program. But as of the new school year, 1,000 children are now benefiting from the program. Gail Hillox, Chief Executive Officer at Tusti Water, in an interview with NBC News, said that the program was started by her late husband, who believed that they could use the proceeds from sales to feed children who go to school hungry.
Dwight recognized that, you know what, we can continue to bring this bottled water to the schools and we can do something very powerful with it. We can use the sales of this plain water. It started off with plain water in the schools. We can use the sales and take proceeds from the sales to feed children that go to school hungry, because being so involved in the schools with recycling, he recognized and he built rapport with a lot of the principals and teachers. They recognized that there were a lot of children going to school that were hungry.
She explained that they had to face some significant challenges. However, when school reopened following the volcanic eruptions and the COVID-19 pandemic, they were faced with how they could continue with their commitment to the program. Hillox noted that every year they have a menu created by the chief nutritionist in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment.
The menu is prepared every year by the chief nutritionist at the Ministry of Health, Nicole France. And, you know, she has supported us with this type of guidance from day one. So every school year, we actually review the menu to make sure that we keep the menu fresh and enticing. You know, that they keep a pulse on, you know, the nutritional content to make sure, you know, that we're giving balanced meals without too much sugar, not too much sodium, that we have enough protein. And trying to keep the menu as child-friendly as possible to make sure that the children actually enjoy coming to school and having a meal that's nutritionally fulfilling and also makes them feel special.
She noted that her late husband's dream was to grow the program for all children to be fed during school.
We do feed children in primary, secondary, and tertiary, which would be the community college. We continue to do so. You know, Dwight's dream was to really grow the program to the point where it wouldn't only necessarily be children that are going to school hungry because of a disadvantage at home, but should there be a child that's just hungry at school, breakfast would be readily available to all children in schools. I am not certain that we will get there in my lifetime, but I'm certainly going to do my best to honor him and continue to focus on building on what he started.
Gail Hillox, Chief Executive Officer at Tusti Water. I am Calvin Harry with today's special report.